program may be interrupted at any moment for important news. Here is Papa David.
Yesterday, we heard the news for which the entire world has been waiting. The day has come. D-Day. We are invading Europe. In your hearts and in mine, there ain't any doubt but what it's going to be successful. But in your heart, I know, like in mine, is one big prayer that the invasion will be successful quickly and our losses won't be too great. Would I be out of order at a time like this to suggest that right now we have a few seconds of silence so that we can all offer up such a prayer? Amen. And may it come soon when life is beautiful again.
Inspiring message of faith, drawn from life, written for you by Carl Bixby and Don Becker, and brought to you by the makers of Ivory Soap. Stephen was bewildered at seeing Andrew Coleman in the slightly red bookshop. If he was dumbfounded on being offered a job with Coleman Limited, with no non-marriage restriction, if he was speechless at learning he was to leave at once for South America to contact Jasper Brown, thus representing Mr. Coleman and Chi-Chi's interests in the mining discoveries left to her by the man she believes was her father, well, you should see him now. As Chi-Chi adds,
if Stephen can get ready to leave for South America in 3 or 4 days, so can I. Mr. Coleman, please get 2 seats for South America. One for Stephen, and one for Stephen's wife.
It's later in the evening of what probably has been the most eventful day in the life of Chi-Chi, Stephen, or Papa David. Delighted by Andrew Coleman's offer and Chi-Chi's unexpected decision, Stephen left the bookshop with Mr. Coleman for further discussion of Charles Conrad's discoveries. Chi-Chi was too excited to eat a bite of supper, spending most of her time calling helter-skelter in an attempt to make a few definite plans for her sudden wedding. Now Chi-Chi is still on the telephone, this time talking to Dr. Markham's wife and former nurse assistant, Louise, who broke the monotony of Chi-Chi's calling by managing to squeeze in a call to her. Papa David is seated in his great old chair nearby, exhausted by the excitement and strain of the day.
Gosh, Louise, I'm awfully sorry you've been trying so long to get me. I've been doing a little telephoning myself.
You can say that again.
When Doctor came home and told me about Stephen's wonderful chance to go to South America and settle up your father's estate, I was so excited I could hardly talk. And then when he topped it off with the announcement that you and Stephen were going to be married right away and you were going there together, well, that was just too much. I had to call you.
And don't you think I did right saying I'd have to go along with him?
Being a woman, would Mrs. Markham say no, even if she disagreed?
Absolutely, Chi-Chi. I would have disappointed in you if you hadn't.
After all, if the mines are as valuable as Mr. Coleman says they are, and they need those chemicals for the war, and if I own them like Stephen and Dr. Markham think I do, then they ought to want me to go along, oughtn't they?
Why, of course. And at the same time, think what a wonderful honeymoon it'll be for you and Stephen.
I get goose pimples even thinking about it.
Leighton, how often do I have to tell you that when you're talking on the telephone while I'm listening, kindly give out with an occasional hint what's being said on the other end.
I had a hunch that something exciting like this would happen once you and Stephen made up your mind.
Yeah. I can't ever do anything simple and quiet, can I? I always got to get tangled up in a three-ring circus.
But you always manage to work it out. By the way, have you decided where you'll be married?
Oh, not positively.
What ain't positively, Chi-Chi?
I thought perhaps you'd have the ceremony in the bookshop as Doctor and I did.
Well, that's what I always thought I'd like to do. I'd love that.
What was it you've always thought you'd like to do?
Please, Papa David, I can't hear.
Okay.
Now, look, Chi-Chi, I'm planning to come down to the bookshop tomorrow.
Oh, gee, Louise, I'd love to see you.
I've waited for this marriage between you and Stephen for a long time, and you're not going to deprive me of being a part of it. Incidentally, don't worry about a wedding dress. I've got one for you.
Oh, well, that's awful sweet of you, but I sort of... Well, Ben Levy said he could get me one at a discount.
Look out, he ain't marking it up first.
I know ordinarily you'd want to select it yourself, but I've got your wedding dress. I've already ripped a few of the seams, and I'll be down in the morning to see what alterations I have to make on it.
Well, what's it like?
Leighton, this one-sided cryptic conversation of yours sounds deliberate.
Can you tell me what it's like? I mean, I sort of had one picked out I saw in a magazine, and...
Well, at the time I packed up for Stephen, when he broke up his apartment uptown, there were several things he asked me to keep for him because he didn't know what he was going to do.
Yeah, I remember.
Among them... was the dress Stephen's mother wore when she got married.
Oh, Louise. Honest?
And it's perfectly lovely. I know it'll please him so much.
Oh, see, that's too sweet for anything.
Stephen's mother must have been a tiny woman like you, Chi-Chi. I don't think I'll have to make many alterations.
Chi-Chi, what is it Mrs. Markham is doing that's so sweet that it's bringing tears to you? Or what wouldn't I give for an extension telephone?
You better decide right away where you'll hold the wedding ceremony and the reception afterwards.
Oh, my gosh, the wedding and the reception. We could let that go, couldn't we? The reception, I mean?
Why is it women always think they know everything about weddings?
Chi-Chi, I wouldn't think of letting you get married and not have a reception.
Yeah?
And as many trimmings as we can muster up in such a short time, you leave everything to me. And Chi-Chi, believe me, I'm so happy for you and Stephen.
Well, I can't tell you how sweet I think you are and how happy you've made me.
If you're so happy, why are you crying?
And I'll see you tomorrow, Chi-Chi, and we'll start making plans.
All right, Louise. Thanks.
All the happiness in the world, Chi-Chi. Congratulate Stephen for me. God bless you both. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, Papa Dave. People are so sweet. They're so sweet sometimes. It hurts. Look, Papa Dave, I got to decide something quick, and I think I'd like you to help me decide it, huh?
Well, before I give out with what are unnecessary masculine opinions or advice, kindly give me the vital statistics pertaining to that feminine phone conversation, which by me on this end didn't make sense.
Oh, Louise Markham and I were just talking, Papa David.
Well, that, of course, is an astonishing revelation.
Well, she's just happy and excited about Stephen and me getting married so quick and going to South America. You wouldn't understand because it was all just woman stuff. Oh, gosh, Papa David, getting married is so exciting. It means a lot more than I thought it did. Sort of like the feeling you get on Christmas Eve. What's so darn nice about it is everybody else seems to feel the same way. It's contagious, like the measles.
Yeah, Laban. All the world loves a lover.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Anyway, Louise Markham is always almost as excited about it as I am.
So now, tell me first the surprise she had for you that made you cry.
I positively, absolutely will not tell you yet. It's a secret.
Ah, I see.
Oh, I'm so happy, Papa David.
Smear, if that's Ben Levy wanting a pinochle game with me, I ain't in the mood.
All right, I'll tell him. Hello?
It's S.J.J. talking.
Oh, hello, Joey.
Joey is growing up just like his uncle Ben Levy. Laban, tell Joey to tell his Uncle Ben Levy that Mr. David Solomon thanks him kindly, but tonight my mind ain't on pinochle.
All right. Joey, Papa David just said he didn't feel very much like playing pinochle with your Uncle Ben tonight.
Oh, I didn't call about pinochle.
Oh.
Uncle Ben has just heard that you and Stephen Hamilton are going to get married right away.
Yeah, well, that's right, Joey.
Yeah, well, Uncle Ben said he figured you'd be sort of pushed for time. So for a wedding present at absolutely no cost to you, he will send out wedding invitations if you will kindly give me the details.
Huh? Well, wedding invitations?
Now, Chicha,
yeah.
Don't buy anything from Ben Levy over the telephone. Look first at the merchandise.
Uncle Ben even gave me a nickel to call you up with right away just so you wouldn't have to worry about that part of the big doings. I hope you invite me to your wedding, Chicha.
Oh, I will, Joey, and guys, thank your Uncle Ben for me. That's awful sweet of him.
And what is it Ben Levy is doing that's so sweet yet?
Oh, that's all right. Uncle Ben's real excited over the news. So am I. Goodbye, Gigi, and congratulations.
Well, thanks. Goodbye, Joey. Papa David, what do you think? Ben Levy wants to send out our wedding invitations for us. Now, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
What Joey said. He said even Ben's excited about Stephen and me getting married so quick.
Ben Levy is so excited about the wedding, he wants to give away something free.
Oh, you were right, Papa David. All the world does love a lover. Even Ben Levy. And you know something? I got a feeling that hurried up like it's going to be, Stephen and I are going to have a swell wedding. May not be big and fancy, but I bet it's going to be awful sweet.
Well, Layton, all I got to say is if Ben Levy is calling and without any argument even is making an offer to send out invitations free of charge, you can be expecting the president to be calling up any minute asking kindly if he can do something to help too. When Ben Levy does a thing like that, he ain't excited. He's hysterical.
Papa David seems to think he's being left out of Chi-Chi's wedding preparations. Persons of their type, Jasper Brown and Al Douglas have been encircled by their own underhanded cleverness and may soon find themselves, as Maud Kellogg did, crushed to defeat by those who believe steadfastly in the truth that life can be